Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff, and we always are saying, "Oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7." Ooh.
Yeah, but
look
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Hey, Teddy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. You're home now, right?
I'm home.
All Coachella'd out.
I'm as Coachella'd out as you possibly can be, but I can't wait till you go next weekend. And
I've never been. It was something we did like a last minute with another couple. They wanted to go. We're like, yeah, sure, we'll go. And then I'm like, oh God, I have the week from hell from Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're doing that live pod, two live podcasts next week. And out of town, I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking.
It's, well, you're going to be thinking exactly what I'm thinking right now, which is, why did I do this? But it was fun in the moment. And excitingly enough, we have Caroline Stanberry on with us, who you guys all fell in love with her on Ladies of London. However, she is about to be coming on The Real Housewives of Dubai, which premieres June 1st.
I can't wait. It can't come soon enough.
And she also has a very popular podcast, Divorce Not Dead. After her breakup, the mother of three found happiness in Dubai with former Real Madrid soccer player Sergio.
Ooh, Sergio's very handsome.
Very handsome.
Very handsome.
All righty. We'll get right into it.
Well, I know. We are so excited you're back on TV. I actually watched about three episodes of Ladies of London last night. It was one of my favorites. Really bummed when it went off the air. The episode, I think you were in Scotland.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Does it seem like forever ago?
It was forever ago. It was 8 years, I think. Is it 6 years?
Wow. How does it feel to be back on Bravo?
Well, you know what? It hasn't hit yet, has it? I mean, no. It's different because they were my friends and family, you know, sort of really good friends. And this, you know, I've only been here a few years. So I don't know. It's not, they can't get to me the same way I think my family can.
Yeah. Oh, so what would you say, other than that, the biggest difference filming Ladies of London versus Real Housewives Dubai is?
Hindsight. Hindsight. I'm prepared, and I think when you weren't prepared before, you sort of you understand that. I think you've probably all seen that, you know, people don't really have lives,
right? Yeah. You do. See, I was the opposite. When I wasn't prepared, I did pretty well. But then when I started preparing, then I was a disaster because I started overthinking everything.
Yeah, too much into your head.
And yeah. I got too much into my head. So I think it can really work either way.
So were you not friends with most of the cast members going into it?
No, I mean, I knew them from around town. We all knew each other because, you know, Dubai is the size of a shoe.
But, I wouldn't know. I've never been.
Oh, you should love it.
My husband's been, but I have not. But it's on our list of things to do to try.
You know, your family know how to rile you, don't they? You know,
100%. Mm-hmm. I forgot that you had family on Ladies of London. Your sister-in-law was on, right? Was that your sister-in-law, Sophie?
Yeah, and then Adela went to school with me. You know, it's so you know, some of the girls I'd known since I was like 15. So you know, you're like siblings. You could kill each other. Dubai's only been, you know, around 45 years. So, you know, nobody has those relationships.
Yeah. You actually had a cast member that passed away in 2018. Yes, yeah. Annabelle, was that her name?
Yeah. Annabelle. Yeah. She was amazing.
That tragic, very sad.
So heartbreaking. In regards to Dubai, how many episodes do you think that we're going to get?
Oh God, I don't know. You know, they don't tell us these things. It's always a surprise.
Did you have any hesitation about going back? Or you're like, yes.
Did I have any hesitation? No, not at all. I was ready. You know, I've had a really nice hiatus. You know, it's like being pregnant, isn't it? You're like, oh, won't do that again. And then you're like, okay, let's go. So I'm a different person. And I'm actually interested to see how different I look from where I was to where I am.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now, you guys were recently, I don't know if you were, but a few of them were recently in New York City. I think it was last week.
Yeah, we all were.
Is that where you do your confessionals? Do you not do them in Dubai?
No, we do them in Dubai.
Oh, because I thought that you were there. Somebody told me you were there to do confessionals, and I thought, that's weird.
We did the, what do you call it? The thing where you turn around and...
Oh, you did your gallery shot.
Yeah, what are you guys holding? Titles. What is your...
Oh, I'm not sure I'm allowed to tell you that.
Oh, okay, don't tell us then.
Let me just give us a hint. Do you drink it, eat it, or is it an object?
It's an object.
Okay. All right. I bet there'll be some sleuths that can definitely figure
this
out.
It's not an animal.
It's not a camel. It's a camel toe.
Can you ride it? Are there any of you guys not speaking right now, or is everybody on?
No, we're all actually getting on. We're all actually really getting on. Yeah.
So you actually like the girls you're working with?
Yeah. I mean, I have my moments, but you know, again, I'm a prickly pear too. So you know,
that makes you sound good on TV. Will we see your kids on TV?
Yes.
Now you have two boys and a girl, right? How old are they now?
So Yasmin just turned 16, and this weekend my boys turned 12. So twins. So I'm doing two parties this weekend. I literally just landed back, and I'm like full on back into mom mode and business mode. It's crazy.
Oh, now does your ex live in Dubai as well?
He does. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That makes
sense. I was with him this morning, actually.
Yeah. Do you think you'll ever move back to London?
I thought you were
going to
say get back with my ex.
I'm like,
no. We're not that big of assholes.
I've seen your hot husband.
No, I will never. I don't think so. I mean, I think I'm kind of a believer in always pushing forward. With life, it takes you, once you go, it's very hard for me to turn back. I never really look back. I mean, any part of my life.
Well, speaking of not looking back, is it true that you haven't spoken to Caprice since Ladies of London season one?
Yeah, never.
Never?
Never. I think we ran into each other at a party, and which was quite awkward, actually. But no, I mean, there's a couple of girls I haven't spoken to. I never, you know, from the show.
Why was Ladies of London, Ladies of London, and not The Real Housewives of London? Was that ever a conversation?
Yeah, it was. I think I get asked that a lot. It was actually a lot was to do with when we were doing it. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but Caprice had said that they had said housewives to her. Now, you have to remember when we did it in London, there wasn't many reality shows around at all. We were one of the first. I mean, I think you had Made in Essex and things like this, which were really lowbrow compared to what we were going to do. And your shows, Housewives, for us was really, really shocking. There was table flipping and swearing, and we're all from old English, you know, backgrounds. And we're like, you know, we'll never be allowed into anywhere again if we go on that show. And I think that they stem from literally us saying we can't be housewives. You know, at those days, you've got to remember what it was 8 years, 9 years ago, it just started. So you had, you know, Teresa Giudice flipping tables, you know, that's all the English had seen. And so I think we all kicked up a fuss back then that we didn't want to be housewives. As we said, in hindsight, we probably should have been.
Look at you now. Well,
yes, here I am.
Well, you've mentioned it in... You've mentioned in interviews that Britain rich people are taught not to flaunt their money. However, yes. In Dubai, wealthy people can unashamedly put all their jewelry on at once. So how has that transition been for you?
Well, it's funny because it's exactly that. I mean, especially now with everything as well. In England, with old British money, you know, literally people have castles and then you're taught to turn off all the lights and share a bath with your family. Like, and I'm not even joking. You run a hot bath, one person gets in, then the next person goes. It's disgusting. And that's and they all shop in Marks and Spencers. And that's exactly how we were all brought up. And then now you come to Dubai and my house is lit up like, you know, like literally it's a Christmas tree. I mean, it is a Christmas tree at Christmas. I have the person that does all the big hotels, does all my Christmas decorations, and it's lit up like a Christmas tree. And it's so funny. And it's what everyone calls in England, they call it like totally nouveau riche. You drive down, you know, the American thing, you see everything lit up and flags and teddy bears and whatever on the garden. And or, you know, in England, we're taught to take one thing off jewelry wise. Whereas in Dubai, we just put one more thing on.
What made you ultimately move to Dubai?
Oh, well, I mean, I actually moved here for my ex-husband because he was always working in Kazakhstan and so was gone for so much that this is between London and there. And it was just so he could see his kids more. But it kind of, you know, I think by the time we actually got here, we're at the tail end of our marriage anyway. So we just didn't last. But I thought this would be a pit stop. Now I can't really see myself leaving.
And how'd you meet your hottie husband?
I mean, my podcast that you were talking about before I got divorced was called Life According to Caroline, which I spent my whole life, more than the podcast, explaining what this was to everybody. Anyway, I was doing a tour with my tour, like a live tour of the podcast. And he ended up, he's Spanish. He didn't have the best language skills in English at this time. And sort of someone told him there was he'd come back from playing soccer and that there was a women's empowerment talk in Newport Beach. He lived there. I'd never been there before. And I was doing a talk and he was in the audience.
Oh my gosh. And so was my ex-husband's fiance. That took a picture with you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you sent me this odd message and I'm like, you're like, how do you know
her?
I'm like, you would
you're
so
like, I don't.
I was almost scared. I was like, what do you mean? Show me a picture because I'm terrible with names as well. I mean, it's always possible. And I
sent me the picture,
but I don't. She was at my show. Yes, exactly.
Oh my gosh. So how long have you had your podcast?
Karen. Just under 2 years, I think.
And so he comes to see you speak, but then how do you guys start talking? Like during the meet and greet?
Yes, the meet and greet, he came, his friend was sort of covering it and he came up to me. And I actually took his number because my girlfriend was single at the time and she was in the room and I was like, oh, you'd be, you know, perfect. And then as he left the room, I was talking to my producer, but I was actually separated from my husband. We were living on different floors, but I wasn't divorced. So I wasn't really in that space to look for myself, but I was like, oh, he's hot, right? Anyway, laughing with my producer outside as he left. And I went, there goes my future husband.
Oh, I just got chills.
Isn't that weird? Ended up marrying him. But anyway, my girlfriend luckily didn't like him.
Good. Now, do we get to see the wedding on the show?
Yes, you do.
Oh, yay. And how long have you been married now?
We got married December 18th, I think it was it?
Not quite a year.
And this isn't my question. This is from our Instagram.
It's only been 3 months or two only months. Where are we?
It hasn't been that long.
Yeah. She's like, what? So we do this thing where on our Instagrams, we say, what are your number one questions for whatever guest we have on? So first, number one question that everybody wants to know is, do you think you'll have more kids?
Yes.
Can you stand up for a second? Just kidding.
Are you pregnant?
No. We actually have a little boy on ice.
Aww.
He's in the freezer. Don't make that face.
He's a topsicle.
Yes, he's a topsicle. Which that actually all happens on the show. It's hilarious because, so you know, you've got to remember, I met Sergio when he was 24 years old. That's so scary. I know. Don't. I didn't know. To be fair to me, before you, you know, call me whatever, he told me he was 31. So Benjamin Button lost a few years.
He lied about his age. That's awesome.
I've heard that men do that often when they meet somebody that's, you know, a little off their age. They always will lie up.
Do you get insecure at all about the age difference? Because Eddie's 5.5 years younger than me. And right now he's 49, I'm 54. And I'm like, as soon as you get to 50, like when I was 40, he was in his 30s. As long as he was in his 40s and I was in my 40s, I felt fine. I felt like we were the same age. But
I don't know how I'm going to feel. I mean, you know, I talk about it a lot with him. I mean, first of all, I'm not going to grow old gracefully. I'm going to get everything lifted and tucked. So
yeah,
I mean, I guess that will give me another few years. But I'm also very pragmatic. I don't want him to, you know, to be with some woman in a wheelchair pushing me around and changing my diapers either. So, you know, maybe we renegotiate my relationship later. Who knows? I'm very open.
You're on a lease.
I have noticed that you guys are super open on Instagram, which is so fun to watch and to be able to be a part of. Was he ever hesitant about being that much in the spotlight? Because you're such a huge influencer, or has he always been on board?
I don't think you come from playing for Real Madrid in front of teams like that and fans and he was so little when he paid to be, you know, but what I mean is he grew up from 15, he was professional, right?
Oh, right.
And you know what I mean? They're given a Ferrari and they're sent to thing. So, you know, and he looked the way he did. So he's used to sort of girls, attention, cars, that kind of thing. So I think it for him, unlike my ex-husband, it was a much easier transition. My ex-husband hated it, literally would chop off his own hands not to take a picture of me. Seriously, where Sergio and I have the biggest fights because he actually takes my pictures and he helps me do it. And I am the most reluctant Instagrammer ever. I literally throw things at him, kick him. I'm horrible. And then when the picture's really nice, I'm like, oh, how'd you do that? he's like battered and bruised. And I've called him every name under the sun because I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I used to have my kids help me with my sponsored post and they're like, Mom, you're a monster. You're a monster. Yeah. I'm not helping you anymore.
Hearing my voice over and over and over again during those, I'm like, make it stop. Like when you're trying to edit it or whatever. Next question is, do you watch any of the other Real Housewives?
All of them. I watch
you
both
do.
Of them.
So what's your favorite? And then if you could be on any other show, which one would it be?
Well, my favorite is always got to be, it was probably Beverly Hills and Orange County, to be honest. I think, you know, I can't see myself ever. I think New York got a bit crazy for me. And yeah. I don't love New York as a city. I couldn't live there. Beverly Hills would be an easy transition, but, and Orange County, I've got loads of good friends there. So I loved it.
Yeah. We met one time actually at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant.
Oh my God. I told you about the terrible in, yeah. Yes.
How long ago? Because the way that I know Marissa Hermer from.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So I know Marissa Hermer, but randomly we were there for an event and somebody came up to me and thought I was you.
Oh, how funny.
And then ultimately, then they sit us down at the table and we were at the same table. And I was like, oh, people keep thinking I was you today. And that was, you know, that was our one time that I did meet you. But you were hilarious. It was like us and
Dorinda.
Dorinda. Oh my God. Yes, I took Dorinda. Yes, I remember that trip. Yeah.
Yep. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Do you have any of your ladies of London girls do a little cameo on?
Yes.
Yes.
Sophie, Juliet, they came for my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Caroline Fleming, Luke.
I saw Luke last night when I was watching.
And who would you say is the biggest drama on Dubai?
Oh, I don't think I can give that away. I think you're going to have to watch. Okay. They're fiery. They're all fiery.
They're all fiery.
Are they all originally from Dubai?
Maybe me.
Could be. Are they all originally from Dubai, the other girls?
Well, I mean, you've got to remember again. No, not really. I mean, are they Middle Eastern? No. But Dubai isn't that. There's only 10% of Dubai is local. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's a 45-year-old country. So, no one's really from there.
No one's from there. That makes sense.
And it's a melting pot of every nationality, every religion. It's the weirdest place, but it really works.
How involved are the husbands on the show? Like we're covering Jersey right now, and we always laugh that like the husbands are on the show pretty much as the women.
Yeah, they've got. I actually noticed that the other day that they are actually have their own green screen.
Yeah, I know they do.
That would be my husband's nightmare.
Yeah. Well, as you know, I think probably mine's the most involved because we work together and we do everything together. You know, some of them are more reluctant than others. They're not really. There's no green screens or anything like that.
Yeah. What business do you have right now? Businesses.
Oh my God, we're luxury ambassadors over here. So we work with many big brands from Jacob & Co. to beauty places to, I'm the largest hotel group in the world, Apple Group. So we do that. Then we have the podcast. Then we have quite a few, I can't really say right now.
Okay. Well, speaking of your podcast, who have been some of your favorite guests that you've had on there?
Oh, well, I mean, hands down, before, of course, I have you guys, Susan Sarandon.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, hands down. It's just because she is who she is, and I grew up watching her, and I could listen to that woman all night, just because of her life experience. And I love her. I love her mantra for life, which is, you know, exactly how I feel, that, you know, that women sort of lose themselves in relationships and, you know, it becomes all encompassing. Like, you know, what if he's not with me till I'm 100? Well, who gives a shit? You know, really, who gives a shit? Life is chapters. Enjoy the one you're in because there'll be another one, right. You know, and it's that simple. It doesn't end because he ended it, you know, next. And, you know, so she's truly like that. And she's never wanted to get married. She's never chased the dream. It's not a dream for her. She's got everything she needs, the kids, she's successful. She's had, you know, she's telling me about stories of, you know, Richard Gere and like all these amazing people that she knows and does movies with or dated. And it's just amazing. I want to kiss half the people she's kissed.
You've dated some famous people as well.
Well, some of that's just tabloid rubbish.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, rats.
Damn.
I mean, I woke up, like honestly, absolute rubbish, but you know, I can't be bothered to defend it because the more you defend it, the more it becomes clickbait. It's like, ugh.
True.
Very, very.
I mean, I've never denied any relationships. Why would I deny it? I couldn't give a shit. Yeah. I wasn't married. I could do whatever I wanted. It's just not true.
So you said you recently changed the name of your podcast?
Yeah, to Divorce Not Dead.
Why? Why did you change the name?
Well, because I felt it said what it does, you know, on the box in a way. I was sick of people asking me, what does the other one mean? And actually, also when I got divorced, which, you know, you might have had, Tamara, is I was sick of people calling me and going, I'm sorry, you're right. I'm like, I'm absolutely fine, thank you. And do I look like I'm miserable right now?
No.
I'm more successful in my business world than I've ever been.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Very hot husband. And I'm not doing this just to build myself up, but I mean, I'm just in a very happy place with myself, with my, you know, life as is, which is a very comfortable place to be. So no, I don't miss my old life. I'm not sad about it. He's still there in a different capacity. He didn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your kids still have a relationship with him. Like that's, you know, it seems
great. Yeah. So do I. I'm going to dinner with him next week.
Yeah. So good.
Well, I love that. Is there anything else you want to tease before we wrap up the show? Like any other, just one little, speaking of clickbait, just one little juicy nugget.
Any wine throwing, anything?
Wine throwing. Oh God. No. It's different out here. I can't wait for you to see the Middle East, especially if you haven't been here. And I think it's going to be really exciting because I think America as a whole kind of thinks that we're all covered and we can't, you know.
Right.
I was going to ask you, is there a big difference between living in London and living in Dubai as a woman?
No. In fact, I think we have more opportunities. I mean, there's some of the stuff that I'm doing now, which is why I just don't want to discuss it, because everything is, I work with men every day, with my husband, and we work with men, with Arab men. We have you know, I'm only treated amazingly.
That's good. I think the most exciting thing about Dubai is it's so nobody knows unless you've been to Dubai or lived in Dubai, you don't know what to expect. So of course, general people, you know, think, oh, you know, they have to be covered. They're, you know,
we only see it through like an Instagram lens. Yeah. So the fact that there's going to be a show is going to be huge.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be huge.
You guys have to tune in June 1st, Real Housewives of Dubai, and make sure that you listen to her. Caroline's podcast, Divorce Not Dead, because guess who's going to be on it?
Yeah.
Us.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And where do people follow along to see more of your life?
Caroline Stanbury on Instagram and Divorce Not Dead on Spotify and all different platforms, really, for wherever you can find podcasts, I am.
Perfect. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you,
Caroline.
Thank
you. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.